Would you say something besides you if you were talking to our group?
I hope y'all will come back again. Huh? I hope y'all will come back again.
Would you ever use the word y'all if it's one person?
Uh-uh. No.
And if you're asking everybody about their coats, you know, everybody's coats, you say, where are
your coats?
Did you ever say y'all's coats?
Y'all's coats. I might say that, but I probably say, wear your coats, probably.
And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you're asking about which people had gone, you might ask them what.
Who all was there?
And if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you might ask about them.
Whose children are they?
What about who all's children?
I don't think I would say that. I'd probably say, whose children are those?
Okay. And if you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you might ask someone.
I didn't hear what you said.
If you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, everything that he said, you might ask.
If I was asking for all of the speeches.
Yeah, if there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to listen to.
Marks, speeches, okay.
You want to find out about the content, you'd ask.
What did Mark talk about?
Okay. What about what all?
More than likely, I would say, what did he talk about? I wouldn't ask, what all did he talk about? I probably would say, what did he talk about?
Okay. You say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
What different kinds of bread?
Rye, wheat, white bread.
What does bread have in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
And you said there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's...
Bakery bread, bought bread.
Huh?
Bakery of bought bread.
Okay. And talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you say a sack might have 3 or 4...
pounds of flour.
And something you make up a batter and fry to eat for breakfast.
Pancakes.
Any other name for pancakes?
Hotcakes. I call them pancakes.
Huh?
I call them pancakes.
And what sort of things are made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread, corn muffins, corn cakes, corn fritters.
What's a corn cake?
Corn cake is something that I call a corn cake. I fry it like I would a pan. Well, I put it on griddle like a pancake, but on it's made out of corn.
What about a fritter?
What's fritter?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know what it. Yeah, I heard it. If somebody's napping or something like that, now like if Joy was there by himself, it would be okay. Mm-hmm. But he has somebody else in there with him.
I guess it would look kind of
suspicious. Mm-hmm. So we generally don't do that.
You might take cornmeal and salt and water and boil it together. Make something you could eat with a spoon. You call that?
Is that? I don't know. I don't know what that is. Dumpling? It's not a dumpling, is it?
You ever heard of couscous or mush?
I've heard of mush.
Have you ever eaten it?
No, I've given it to the dog.
What, how do you make mush?
I don't know, Mom. Just with cornmeal and water, I think, and salt. And if the dog is going to eat it, put meat and gravy or something in it.
Mm-hmm. You say, have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
Dodger?
Uh-huh.
No. I've heard of a corn dog.
What's that?
That's a cornbread batter around a wiener that you fry.
Mm-hmm. And you say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I...